Peter Paul Rubens was among the most versatile and influential artists of the 17th century. An educated member of the Antwerp middle class, he was painted to the courts of Europe, renowned for cycles of allegorical paintings. He created David Slaying Goliath around 1616. The young shepherd David slew the giant Goliath in a battle with the Philistines. According to the Hebrew prophet Samuel, the boy simply hurled a stone at him.
The stone sank into the giant's forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. David ran and stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and slew him, and cut off his head with it.
Rubens represents the moment just before David delivers the fatal blow. The combatants nearly fill the canvas, their violent movement held in careful suspension. An implied circular motion, to be completed when David swings his sword, adds to the drama and intensity of the scene. Notice how the bare-chested figure of David is projected against the bright blue sky, emphasizing both his vulnerability and strength. In the distance, the Israelites storm their enemy, while gold-tinged clouds foreshadow their imminent victory. David's story symbolizes the triumph of good over evil, but it was also popular for its political implications, demonstrating how God grants power to the weak and oppressed.